Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. January, faithful in the storm.
We're the end, the empty spaces. Hello and welcome to day number 113 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. Today we are reading from Joshua chapters 20 and 21 in the Old Testament, Luke chapter 16 in the New Testament. We'll do an overview, a few thoughts and meditations, an idea for further study, and in the middle of that, we'll actually do our reading. So Joshua 20 and 21 outlines establishing cities of refuge and the allocation of towns for the Levites. Cities of refuge, what they were cities designated for individuals who'd accidentally killed someone, a place they could go and seek refuge until a fair trial could be conducted. The Levites, weren't given a specific territory or place like the other tribes. They received towns scattered throughout Israel. And that just shows their role in spiritual leadership and worship. And they lived off the people's sacrifices and offerings that were given to the temple. I can speak to that kind of way of living from firsthand experience. In a sense, Luke chapter 16 recounts two primary teachings of Jesus. The first is the parable of the dishonest manager, which discusses the prudent management of worldly wealth in light of eternity. The second part of the chapter deals with the rich man and Lazarus. Jesus emphasizes the importance of heeding the scriptures and warns against the dangers of materialism becoming an idol, which is such an easy thing to happen. All right, let's go to Joshua chapter 20, verse 1. The Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, assign the cities of refuge, of which I spoke to you by Moses, that the manslayer who kills any person accidentally or unintentionally may flee there. They shall be to you for a refuge from the avenger of blood. He shall flee to one of those cities and shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city and declare his case in the ears of the elders of that city. They shall take him into the city with them and give him a place that he may live amongst them. If the avenger of blood pursues him, then they shall not deliver up the manslayer into his hand because he struck his neighbor unintentionally and didn't hate him before. He shall dwell in that city until he stands before the congregation for judgment, until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days. Then the manslayer shall return and come to his own city and to his own house, to the city he fled from." They set apart Kadesh in Galilee, in the hill country of Naphtali, Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, Kiriath Arba, also called Hebron, in the city of Judah, hill country of Judah. Beyond the Jordan and Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness in the plain of the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead out of the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan out of the tribe of Manasseh. These were the appointed cities for all the children of Israel and for the alien who lives amongst them, that whoever kills any person unintentionally might flee there and not die by the hand of the avenger of blood until he stands trial before the congregation. Joshua chapter 21. The heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites came near to Eleazar the priest and to Joshua the son of Nun and to the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel. They spoke to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, "The Lord commanded through Moses to give us cities to dwell in with their pasture lands for our livestock." The children of Israel gave to the Levites out of their inheritance, according to the commandment of the Lord, these cities with their pasture lands. The lot came out for the families of the Kohathites. The children of Aaron the priest, who were of the Levites, had 13 cities by lot of the tribe of Judah, out of the tribe of the Simeonites, out of the tribe of Benjamin. The rest of the children of Kohath had 10 cities by lot out of the families of the tribe of Ephraim, out of the tribe of Dan, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh. The children of Gershon had 13 cities by lot out of the families of the tribe of Issachar, out of the tribe of Asher, out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the half-tribe of Manasseh and Bashan. The children of Merari, according to their families, had 12 cities out of the tribe of Reuben, out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun. The children of Israel gave these cities with their pasture lands by lot to the Levites, as the Lord commanded by Moses. They gave out of the tribe of the children of Judah and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon these cities, which are mentioned by name, and they were the children of Aaron, of the families of the Kohathites, who were of the children of Levi, for theirs was the first lot. They gave them Kiriath Arba, named after the father of Anak, also called Hebron, in the hill city of Judah with its pasture lands around it. But they gave the fields of the city and its villages to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for his possession. To the children of Aaron, the priest, they gave Hebron with his pasture lands, the city of refuge for the manslayer, Libnah with its pasture lands, Jatir with its pasture lands, Eshtemoah with its pasture lands, Holon with its pasture lands, Deber with its pasture lands, Ain with its pasture lands, Judah with its pasture lands, Beth Shemesh with its pasture lands, 9 cities out of those 2 tribes, out of the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with its pasture lands, Geba with its pasture lands, Anathoth with its pasture lands, and Almon with its pasture lands, 4 cities. All the cities of the children of Aaron, the priests, were 13 cities with their pasture lands. The families of the children of Kohath, the Levites, even the rest of the children of Kohath, had the cities of their lot out of the tribe of Ephraim. They gave them Shechem with its pasture lands in the hill country of Ephraim, the city of refuge for the manslayer, and Gezer with its pasture lands, Gibzaim with its pasture lands, and Beth Horon with its pasture lands, 4 cities. Out of the tribe of Dan, Elteke with its pasture lands, Gibbethon with its pasture lands, Ajalon with its pasture lands, Gath Rimmon with its pasture lands, 4 cities. Out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Taanach with its pasture lands, and Gath Rimmon with its pasture lands, 2 cities. All the cities of the families of the rest of the children of Kohath were 10 with their pasture lands. They gave to the children of Gershon of the families of the Levites out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Golan and Bashan with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for the manslayer, and Be'esterah with its pasture lands, 2 cities. Out of the tribe of Issachar, Kishion with its pasture lands, Deberath with its pasture lands, Jarmuth with its pasture lands, En-Ganim with its pasture lands, 4 cities. Out of the tribe of Asher, Mishal with its pasture lands, Abdon with its pasture lands, Helkath with its pasture lands, and Rahab with its lands. 4 cities. Out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh and Galilee with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for the manslayer, Hamath-dor with its pasture lands, and Kartan with its pasture lands, 3 cities. All the cities of the Gershonites, according to the families, were 13 cities with their pasture lands. To the families of the children of Merari, the rest of the Levites, out of the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam with its pasture lands, Karta with its pasture lands, Dimnah with its pasture lands, and Nahalal with its pasture lands, 4 cities. Out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer with its pasture lands, Jahaz with its pasture lands, Kedemoth with its pasture lands, and Mephath with its pasture lands, 4 cities. Out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth and Gilead with its pasture lands, the city of refuge for the manslayer, Mahanaim with its pasture lands, Heshbon with its pasture lands, Jazer with its pasture lands, 4 cities in all. All these were the cities of the children of Merari according to their families, even the rest of their families of the Levites. Their lot was 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites amongst the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their pasture lands. Each of these cities included their pasture lands around them. It was this way with all these cities. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land which he swore to give their fathers. They possessed it and lived in it. The Lord gave them rest all around according to all that he had swore to their fathers. Not a man of all their enemies stood before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. Nothing failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. Over to the New Testament, Luke chapter 16. He also said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a manager. An accusation was made to him that this man was wasting his possessions. He called him and said to him, what is this that I hear about you? Give an accounting of your management, for you can no longer be manager. The manager said within himself, what will I do, seeing that my Lord is taking away the management position from me? I don't have strength to dig. I am ashamed to beg. I know what I will do, so that when I am removed from management, they may receive me into their houses. Calling each one of his Lord's debtors to him, he said to the first, how much do you owe to my Lord? He said, 100 batos of oil. He said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, how much do you owe? He said, 100 cores of wheat. He said to him, take your bill and write 80. His Lord commended the dishonest manager because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are, in their own generation, wiser than the children of light. I tell you, make for yourselves friends by means of unrighteous mammon, so that when you fail, they may receive you into the eternal tents. He who is faithful in very little is also faithful in much. He who is dishonest in very little is also dishonest in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to you, to your trust, the true riches? If you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You aren't able to serve God and mammon. The Pharisees, who were lovers of money, also all heard these things. They scoffed at him. He said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves in the sight of men, but God knows your hearts. For that which is exalted amongst men is an abomination in the sight of God." The law and the prophets were until John. From that time, the good news of God's kingdom is preached, and everyone is forcing his way in. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one tiny stroke of a pen in the law to fall. Everyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery. He who marries one who is divorced from a husband commits adultery. Now, there was a certain rich man, and he was clothed in purple and fine linen, living in luxury every day. A certain beggar named Lazarus was taken to his gate, full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. Yes, even the dogs came and licked his sores. The beggar died, and he was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his bosom. He cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." But Abraham said, "Son, remember that you, in your lifetime, received your good things, and Lazarus, in the same way, bad things. But here he is now, comforted, and you are in anguish. Besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, that those who want to pass from here to you are not able, and that no one may cross over from there to us." He said, "I ask you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, so that they won't also come into this place of torment." But Abraham said to him, "They have Moses and the prophets, let them listen to them." He said, "No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to him, "If they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if one arises from the dead." Excuse me. Well, that's our reading for today. That's quite a profound story of the rich man and Lazarus. As we think about our reading today, what can we learn from the parable of the dishonest manager about stewardship and priorities? That's an interesting parable, how that works out. It's worth some time and study. In the story of the rich man and Lazarus, what lessons can you learn about compassion, wealth, and afterlife? Take an honest look at your attitude towards wealth and possessions, and how does it align with what Jesus teaches in Luke chapter 16? Here's an idea. If you'd like to take your study a little further today, conduct a thematic study on what the Bible says about money, wealth, and stewardship. How does what the Bible teaches differ from contemporary views on wealth and success? And what can you do to bring your views on this topic into alignment with biblical teaching? Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating.